Welcome back to the Roundtable on this Monday morning. 10:34 is the time. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today we'll learn about Eddie Alzheimer Services, Alzheimer's Caregiver Support Initiative, the goal of which is to help relieve the physical, emotional, and financial burden of caregivers in New York State that are caring for their loved ones with Alzheimer's or dementia. Andrew DeLolo, Grant Manager for Eddie Alzheimer Services, joins us to tell us more. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
So this initiative was, as I understand it, formed by or at least funded by New York State, and you are now in year one or two of a five-year grant.
Correct, yes. This initiative is funded by the New York State Department of Health. It started, Governor Cuomo announced that in 2015 that this initiative would be coming out in 2016. He announced that $67.5 million would be awarded to nine organizations throughout New York State to help support the friends and family members who care for the 380,000 individuals in New York State who have Alzheimer's and dementia.
380,000?
380,000 individuals in New York State who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia. And that equates to about 1 million family members and friends who are taking care of those individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia.
So what, in fact, goes into this? What are the components of this initiative?
Sure. So there's six main components of the initiative. Provided by Eddie Alzheimer's Services, who's in partnership with the Alzheimer's Association of Northeastern New York and Catholic Charities Senior and Caregiver Support Services. So we provide these services in the four main counties, Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady, as well as six outlying counties, Delaware, Montgomery, Schoharie, Fulton, Greene, and Columbia. So these services are free. And again, the main components are care consultations, which essentially is the caregiver, the one taking care of the individual with Alzheimer's dementia.
A family member?
Could be a family member, could be a friend.
But not a professional, not a professional live-in nurse.
Not
this
a professional,
is a family,
no.
A relative or friend.
Exactly, yes. Okay. And that's the individual that is taking care of the individual with Alzheimer's dementia. And so for a care consultation, that caregiver would sit down with one of our social workers and talk about what's going on, the situation at hand with the individual with Alzheimer's dementia, and also what's going on in the caregiver's life. It's emotionally very stressful to take care of someone with Alzheimer's dementia. I mean, it can be a 24/7 job, and oftentimes you don't get any relief to take care of yourself.
Do you provide that relief?
We do, yeah. So one of the other components we have is a respite grant, which essentially respite is temporary relief for that caregiver. And we can provide a grant that will help pay for that. So it can come in the form of in-home companion care, which is a health home aide coming to the house so that that caregiver can leave, maybe go to the grocery store or the bank, or you know, to clean the house, do something for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's also other services like adult day services where the individual with Alzheimer's dementia can go to a adult daycare program for the day so that that caregiver can, again, get some temporary relief.
Mm.
And we help pay for the cost of that because it is a financial burden on those caregivers.
And that's a short-term thing.
It is short term. It's not meant to be a long term solution, but it's meant to help provide relief so that the caregiver feels, you know, their stress level goes down, and ultimately they can provide care to that individual with Alzheimer's dementia longer, allowing that individual with Alzheimer's dementia to stay in the home longer.
We're joined today by Andrew DeLolo, Grant Manager for Eddie Alzheimer's Services, and we're talking about an initiative brought on and funded by the New York State Department of Health. And apart from the short-term respite that the caregiver may get, what sort of support? It's a hell of a struggle to care for someone like this. So how in the long term can you help these people?
Sure. So we can help in a variety of other ways. So really just resources, help providing them with resources for whatever issue they may be facing.
Financial resources?
Some financial resources, yes. It could be even, you know, helping with the legal side. We can provide education and training so that the caregiver taking care of the individual with Alzheimer's dementia better understands the illness, the disease, and knows how to provide better care. We can provide support groups so that that caregiver doesn't feel alone, that they can, you know, come to a closed group and talk with other individuals in those situations and, you know, share their stories and get advice and input and feel supported.
The Alzheimer's quote unquote epidemic or dementia, has it grown or is it our diagnosing of these? In the old days, your grandpapa got hardening of the arteries and got loopy and everybody lived with it. And that's the way it was. Now everything is well diagnosed. So is this problem increasing or is it just our awareness of that problem?
It's both. It's definitely we're definitely doing a better job at diagnosing at earlier stages, but it's also increasing as individuals live longer. You know, their physical health may be there, but that doesn't mean their mental health is going to be there. So we're going to see increases of Alzheimer's dementia, and we anticipate in the next 10 to 20 years it's just going to increase.
Just because people live longer?
People are living longer. You know, and because their physical health is there, it doesn't mean that mental health is going to be there.
Andrew DeLolo is a grant manager for Eddy Alzheimer's Services. Give us an example of how this actually works. When a caregiver comes to you, what happens?
Sure. So we'll use an example. Say my grandfather has Alzheimer's dementia and I'm the primary caregiver.
Okay.
I'm taking care of him 24/7. Maybe I'm living with him. I need support. I'm about to hit my breaking point. I'm stressed out, you know, financially and emotionally. So I call Eddy Alzheimer's Services. I meet with a social worker and we go through my situation. Maybe they assess that what I need is a break. I need some time to take care of myself. So they provide me with a respite grant, a respite grant that pays for in-home companion care. So I get a health home aide to come sit with my grandfather, maybe for 4 hours a day, twice a week. And that allows me to go to the grocery store, go out to eat. I haven't been out to the movies in a while, go see some of my friends. It helps me take care of myself so that I can provide that care to my grandfather mm-hmm. even longer.
At one point, now thankfully, thank God I have not had a family member live long enough to have this issue. But at one point, it must just be someone's call that says, look, this situation cannot stay in home.
Yeah. We receive a lot of calls like that where the caregiver is really stressed out and hitting that breaking point. And, you know, we'll help them through whatever situation arises. Every situation is unique. Some individuals, you know, they've been in home for a long time, and maybe it is time for them to move to a nursing home. But there are a lot of situations where the caregiver wants to, you know, them to be there. They're stressed out, but they do want to take care of that loved one. They don't want to see them go to a nursing home. So really, we face that situation often, and so we try and help so that the individual with Alzheimer's dementia can stay in the home.
Tell us about the Bridget Fund.
Sure. So, going on that a little bit, one of the other components we have is Alzheimer's care teams, and these are made up of volunteers. And these volunteers also provide respite, so they can go into the home, stay with the individual with Alzheimer's dementia. They can go to the grocery store, provide meals, and they're all faith-based. They're churches in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bridget Fund actually came from families that are receiving this service. They gave back. They gave funds back so that the volunteers that are providing these respite services, this temporary relief to caregivers, could use these funds to take the caregiver out to eat, to take them to a movie, to you know, buy them groceries, to help in other ways.
Andrew DeLolo, we'll have to leave it there. Andrew is grant manager for Eddy Alzheimer's Services. Now, how can we find out more?
You can go to our website, www.sphp.com/alzcare. Or you can call us at 518-238-4164.
And links will be posted on our website along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Andrew DeLolo, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.